Penn State's administration released its report last night outlining which of its campuses it's recommending for closure and why. For WHYY, Ann Danahy reports factors include declining enrollment and steep maintenance costs.
The seven campuses named in the university committee's report for closing are Penn State Dubois, Fayette, Mount Alto, New Kensington, Shenango, Wilkes-Barre, and York. The 143-page report looks at each of the 12 campuses that had been under consideration for being shut down. Of the seven recommended for closure, reasons include shrinking enrollment, declining surrounding populations, regional competition, and maintenance costs. The report notes that together the campuses enroll about 3.5% of Penn State students. In a message to the Penn State community about the report, President Neely Bhendupudi says the changes will let the university prioritize its students, faculty, and staff by, quote, transforming on our own terms over a 2-year timeline and not letting larger external forces make the decision for us in the future. The campus closures will have to get approval from the university's Board of Trustees. The closures would not happen for another 2 years. The university made the report public earlier than expected after its recommendations were leaked to reporters. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.
A week after the Pennsylvania State House voted to legalize recreationally lighting up with a joint and selling weed through a state store system, a Senate committee has snuffed it out. Pittsburgh Democrat Dan Frankel co-authored the House bill. He says he hoped for more negotiations before a Republican-led Senate committee rejected it.
We wanted to jumpstart the conversation with a well-thought-out approach that we recognize people might disagree with, but really address all the fundamental components in an adult-use bill.
Foes of the House bill say sales should be handled by the free market, not the state. Gray and showery out there on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, 63 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, 65 degrees currently in Wilmington. You're listening to member-supported WHYY.